Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode of Living Loud Outdoors. On the mic with you, Mobile. We're out in Missouri in the Show Me State, doing a little work up here and enjoying a little bit of time, and figured I'd get on here and do a little message with you this evening. We kind of started something the other day when I started talking about God's presence, and I feel like I don't know that we'll ever cover that subject completely, so I want to share a little bit tonight, something I put together to bring with me to share with you is faith over fear. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it says, "Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand and a hand of justice, of power, of victory, and salvation." Now, faith and fear stand on opposite sides. When we let fear take over, it's like pushing faith out of the way. But fear loses its grip when we allow God's presence into our hearts. It's like a bright shining in a dark room. It's like a bright light. Fear can't thrive when God's presence is around. Man, that's a powerful statement. Fear cannot thrive when God's presence is around us. Imagine this, even when life gets tough, and it does, and it is often right now, God is like a strong hand holding on to us. So it's like that young child who's wandering off into maybe his first adventure, but dad's hand is right there holding on to him, steadying him. Maybe they're walking across their first log. Maybe they're walking along their first bank of a pond or a lake. But God's hand is on us, just like that father's hand is on his child, holding on to him, protecting him, keeping him safe. When we feel like we're slipping, his grip stays firm. Just like a safety net catching us when we stumble, his presence is always there to catch us when we're about to fall. And when we let God's presence into our lives, something amazing happens. It's like our inner strength gets a boost. When challenges come our way, we don't have to face them alone. His presence gives us the courage and the power to stand strong no matter what comes our way. Psalms chapter 23, verse 4, "Even though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod to protect me and your staff to guide me, they comfort and they console me." No matter where we wander, God's presence is right there with us. We can't slip away from it, even if we tried. His Spirit is like a faithful friend that sticks with us, whether we're on a high mountain or down in the lowest of our valleys. It's a comforting thought that no matter how life twists and turns, he's right there with us. And think about this. The more we look for his presence, the more it surrounds us. The more we seek him, the more we find him. The more we press in, move closer to him, the closer he moves to us. It's kind of like that cozy blanket that Rhonda likes to wrap up with in her chair or on the sofa or in the truck or wherever she might be, because she's always cold. The more we seek him, the more it becomes a part of our everyday lives. The more we chase his presence, the more we pursue that relationship with him, the more it becomes that everyday part of our life. It's a bit of a favorite song to which you can't help but hum along to. You know, you get a tune going in your mind and you just can't get rid of it. Well, God's presence is like that. Once we tap in to his power, to his presence, to how much he loves us, it never goes away. It's always right there, right with us. And here's the incredible thing. God's presence isn't distant and it's not generic. It knows us on a personal level. He knows us on a personal level. It's like he sees right into our hearts and he understands us deeper than anyone else can understand us. So remember this, whether you're on a mountaintop, everything's going good, awesome things, or you're in the lowest of valleys, seeking his presence brings us comfort. It brings us familiarity and the reassurance that we're never alone. The enemy's biggest trick and the thing he likes to use against us the most is pushing us into a corner and isolating us, getting us to believe that we are the only ones struggling, we're the only ones facing this problem, we're the only ones that's ever walked this path, and it's just simply not true. Psalms chapter 139, verse 7 and 8 says, "Where can I go from your spirit? or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, the netherworld, the place of the dead, behold, you are even there. God is all around us. His presence, desperately seeking us, desiring to be in our midst. All we have to do is seek Him. When we seek His presence, we drive out fear. The presence of God. Remember what that statement said? It's he's like a bright shining in a light shining in a dark room. That fear can't thrive when God's presence is around us. Fear has no place when God's presence. Darkness has no place when God's presence is there, because God's presence is light, and darkness can't thrive in light. It has to flee. Light always drives out darkness. Light always expels darkness. It can't creep in. Light always shining into the darkness. God's presence drives away fear. If you're finding yourself in a very challenging place today, if you're finding yourself struggling, and listen, many of us are today. We're living in a very corrupt world. We're living in a fallen society. It's so easy to get caught up in the fears of this world and the fears of the unknown, that what's coming next. How do I do this? How am I going to survive this? You know, how am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to deal with this? How am I going to deal with that? How am I going to handle this sickness? How am I going to handle this death? How am I going to handle, all these how am I's. And God's simply saying, seek me. Seek my presence. And my presence will drive out all of that fear. When we find ourselves fully immersed in His Holy Spirit, filled with His holiness, filled with His Holy Spirit, seeking Him above all things, He'll solve all of our rest of our problems. He'll walk with us on these journeys. Even when we have to walk through the fire, He'll walk with us. He'll stand with us. He'll fight for us. He'll fight our battles for us. We've got to trust Him, and we've got to allow Him the access into our life by opening up ourselves to Him, surrendering our lives to Him, surrendering our whole spirit to Him, and allowing Him the access to drive out fear with our faith. What an incredible thing. Faith versus fear. When we're in God's presence, fear has no place. Darkness has no place. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for following along our podcast. Thank you for walking with Rhonda and I on this journey. And a journey it has become, an adventure. Never knowing what's coming tomorrow is kind of where we stand today. And that's okay. Our faith is sure. We stand strong in the Lord, knowing that He shall provide. He will fight our battles when we allow Him to, and He will be with us in the midst of the fiery furnace, in the midst of the trial, in the deepest of the valleys, or when we're standing on that mountaintop in victory. God's presence never leaves us. Thank you for supporting us financially. Thank you for praying with us, praying for us. We are so grateful for your prayers and so grateful for your financial support. If you want to find us to support us, all of our giving links are on our website, www.livingloudoutdoors.com, pinned right at the top of our Facebook page. Easy to find a way to support us. Shoot us a message once in a while. Let us know you're listening. Let us know where you're listening from and how God's impacting you with the message that He brings through us. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to bring these little short tidbits, little sound bites to you while we're on the road. God bless you. We love you. We'll talk to you again real soon.